new word was moccasin. I had to wear regular shoes. My grandma was so mad. I remember seeing her come into school. And she asked where the teacher was. And they took her there, I guess. I was in that room when she came in. She walked right up to the teacher and started pointing fingers at her chest. I don't know what she was saying. She was mad anyway. The teacher took them with moccasins and gave them to her. They told her that they're supposed to wear these kind of shoes. The bottom kind. And he said that was all her life he knew that they were moccasins. I don't know why we have to wear these. She said, and pointed at her shoes. She said, Indians always wore moccasins. She said to the teacher. He was a mad. My uncle was along with her. He used to tell her, don't, Mom, don't do that. And she pushed my uncle away. She didn't like that I was barefooted in school. I didn't know the difference.
Did you have to translate for your grandma?
Not me.
When they had that talk? When her and the teacher were talking?
That was my uncle that did that. When I first went to school, I didn't know anything about English. I didn't know how to speak English. I guess I spoke in Indian, they threw me in the closet. And I told my mom. Because I spoke Indian to my little brother and the teacher grabbed me and threw me in the closet. Sitting in the dark and I told my mom. My mom, my dad, my grandma, and my uncle all came to the school. My grandma was doing all the talking. Every time she said something, poked that teacher in the chest. Must have heard it.
Because she didn't put up with nothing.
No.
Gekumma Saban.
I called to find a plan with lower co-pays and more dental coverage. I called to make sure my doctor
They never did anything to me after that.
Were you allowed to wear your mocks?
Huh?
Were you allowed to wear your mocks? What'd you have to wear on your shoes after that?
My moccasins.
Oh, they did let you.
But later on, as I was getting older, my mom and dad would tell my grandma to let me wear shoes that wouldn't get my feet cold. I don't know when I left my moccasins. A lot of us kids wore moccasins to school after that.
Have you or anyone you know ever been stationed at Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune? Camp Lejeune's water was contaminated by fuel leaks. If you had any water contact while
when you first went to school, cancer or Parkinson's disease, we learned how to speak English from my aunt. He's the one that showed us how.
What grade was that?
First grade.
Was that like one of your first days of school? Your teacher didn't like that?
Mm-hmm.
Ani is in the kazod.
I don't even know. She made her cry anyway.
In front of the whole class?
Hmm?
In front of the whole class?
No, I guess. I don't know.
Or was it after school?
It was just starting school. The parents had to take us to school because we didn't have buses and stuff. We used to walk from the point all the way to the school. We had separate rooms. The bigger kids were in the bigger room. We were in the little room. I guess nowadays they call the ones that first start school.
The preschoolers?
Kindergarten.
Oh.
I don't know what they would have called second, third, and fourth graders. I don't remember what they called them.
Do you remember what you learned in first grade?
Huh?
Do you remember what you learned in first grade? Like what subjects you were taught?
They used to feed us right in school. And And Batiste was our cook.
Oh. Ooh. Natajabakwe wakwe, huh? Ho ho ho.
As we got older, I don't know what grade we were in, she used to select four of us girls to go help her pour milk. Then she would sit us down and give us a cup of milk with a cookie. Some kids didn't like vegetables. Some didn't like carrots, some didn't like rutabagas. I didn't like spinach. I know my cousin likes spinach. He's the one that used to eat my spinach.
Do you guys have a very big school?
Mm-mm. One room for where to eat. Then the kindergarten had one room. There are three rooms. I don't know, the middle room, but I don't know who all went there. And then the big room, the bigger kids, there was three rooms there. I think it was 5, 6, 7.
And that was before the high school was built, right?
Mm-hmm. Maybe it was 6, 7, 8, I don't know. Seemed like the big room, seemed like all those were old women. Seemed like they were old. They were big anyway.
How many teachers?
One to every room. Kindergarten and the middle course. And then the high school. And then the big school. We used to call it the big room. There were a lot of fights.
Oh, really?
Especially the girls. The big girls. The big room, there was always a man there at the big room. Then the ladies and the purse and the middle class.
So how many grades did you finish?
9. We didn't have no hospitals. I guess I was sick a lot. I always stayed home. Until they finally had Cloquet Hospital, Indian Hospital. Because that's where my grandma went. She had appendix taken out. I don't know how long she was gone. I'd leave the school and walk up to my grandma's house and go stay there. They never looked for me. So, because one girl come and hit me. They got up and walked out, walked home. I don't know how old I was. I was in a kindergarten room. I went to sit at my grandma's. That's where my uncle come and found me. And I told him that girl hit me. I didn't know who she was. I got scared anyway and walked home. That's a long ways. They didn't report me missing until after school. The teacher went over and told my dad that I left the school. But my uncle had already found me. And I wouldn't go to school the next day. Because that girl hit me. Kids were mean them days. Some big boy made my little brother cry. I talked Indian to him, told him to leave him alone, he was just a baby. And he hit me. He hit me, I hit back. He hit me again, I hit back. They got after him for picking on a girl. The boys weren't allowed to hit girls. They kicked him out of school anyway.
Was he a Chinab kid?
Hmm?
Was he Indian?
Hmm. That was an all Indian school.
Really?